In our previous year, we began a discussion regarding the halacha of shireki the ayin b'li batalia, and we gave different pshatim why indeed the halacha is that we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for somebody who has an eye ailment. But there's another pshat. We offered many pshatim in understanding this halacha, but there's a different pshat that the Rishonim suggest, which has very significant halachic ramifications. And that is that we now are talking about a halacha of sakonas aver. And the question is, what may be done in a situation of a sakonas aver? How does the halacha treat sakonas aver on Shabbos? If we look on the Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Simen Shin Chav Ches, Sif Yod Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch discusses the halacha. Of Sakana Sefer. The Shulchan Aruch says, Chayla Shinofal Machmas Cholya L'mishkav Emboi Sakana. Hagosh Yesh Le'mecha Shemitzdar V'chol Menachal Gufoi Shaz Afpi Shaholich. Sometimes you have a person who doesn't feel well, but he's still walking around. That the halacha is K'nofal L'mishkav Dami. Oymrim lein Yehudi, we're allowed to ask any Yehudi lasis loy refuah. Av eim mechalim av asashas b'sa deraisa. Afila yesh b'sa konaseiver. So the first opinion is that for a konaseiver, we only are allowed to ask an akum to do melacha. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues, l'chal olav Yisrael b'isad rabbonim b'idayim. What about a Yisrael doing an Issa Drabonon? Yesh matir afil ein b'yisa kenes eiver. V'yesh oim sheyesh b'yisa kenes eiver oisim vim ein b'yisa kenes eiver ein oisim. So the second opinion holds that a sakonis eiver, you're allowed to, you, a Jew is allowed to be over an Issa Drabonon. V'yesh oim sheyem b'yisa kenes eiver oisim b'shinui. V'yesh b'yisa kenes eiver oisim b'loi shinui. That's the next opinion. There was a sakonas eiver you could do without, you could do what you could do an issa derabbanan without a shinui, and you don't have to look for an akum, as the Mishnah Berurah says. V'yeshamim, the third opinion is, afil yesh by sakonas eiver, ein oisun loydovishu nismach la malacha deraisa, anything that's similar to malacha deraisa, you may not do. V'dvarim she'ein by malacha, but activities that don't involve any malach at all, oisim. Afila ein by sakonis eiver, the divrei svara shlishis nirim, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the third opinion, that you're allowed to do all the rabbonins, but you should do it as shinui, if there's no sakonis eiver. But if there is a sakonis eiver, you don't need to do the rabbonin, which is shinui. And that's the way we paskin. So therefore, some Rishonim ones suggest that that's the situation that we're discussing here with the ayin. When we're speaking here in our Gemara about somebody who has an eye ailment, obviously we're referring to a situation of a sakonis aver, and because we have a sakonis aver, we could be made. I saw that the Sefer Tzois HaShulchan says that the definition of a sakonis aver is that if we won't treat this aver immediately, it will not be able to function as a properly. So if we're not talking about the eye, for example, if somebody has a foot ailment, if it won't be treated, he won't be able to walk properly. That would be considered a sakonas aver. The Shalos HaTshuvos Rivus Ephraim in Chelek Vav, Simin Kuf Tzadiches Ois Beis, says that that included in Sakonis Aver doesn't mean necessarily an organ in the body. An organ, a hand, a foot. Sakonis Aver means any part of the body, if it's not treated, could chas v'sholem end up in a situation where it won't function properly. That would be considered, says the River Sephraim, in the category of what we're discussing now of a Sakonis Aver. And we're learning now that a Sakonis Aver is the reason for which you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, is the reason you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for somebody who has an eye ailment. So we speak about Sakonis Aver. Of course, the Paiskim say, the Tzitz Eliezer discusses this in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Tzitz Eliezer Chel Ches, Simen Tezvav Perek Yud, that if there's any situation of paralysis, Rachmanu Litzlan, that's not just Sakonis Aver. That's a situation of Pikuach Nefesh. What we're referring here to is if somebody's hand or foot are broken, with that's a Sakonis Aver. What will be the halacha? It's also interesting to point out that if you look in that tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer, the Tzitz Eliezer says that nowadays the doctors have determined that when any Aver is in danger, it's not just that the Aver is in danger, there's a concern for infection. In any situation of infection, says the Tzitz Eliezer, will be considered, any situation of infection will be considered a situation of Sakonis Nefashis. Moreover, he also says that if the person who is in this situation is in great pain, and there are certain people, when they're in great pain, they're in physical danger. Certainly, that also would be considered a situation of Sakonis Aver. And may not, that would be considered a situation of Sakonis Aver, and one would be allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos for such a situation. And that's the way it's Eliezer also paskins in Chelek Yudalid Simen Peites. There are two shilas that I saw the Paiskim discuss. One question is stitches. Is one allowed to have stitches done on Shabbos? So certainly if it's a situation of Hatzolah for the Aver, the stitches should be done by an Akum. But even in a situation where the only reason the stitches are being done, they could be waived for Matzoy Shabbos, the stitches are being done because for cosmetic purposes, the halacha is that most poskim take the approach that doing stitches is not considered a melacha d'oraisa, and therefore one could do the stitches on Shabbos. There's a tshuva in the Shas of tshuvas Hanhagis, Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf Gimel, where a doctor asks Rav Moshe Sternberg Zatzal, where there was somebody who needed stitches, but the stitches don't require that to close the wound, you only need to do a certain amount of stitches. And the question is, are they allowed to do more stitches? The reason for doing more stitches is for cosmetic purposes. So he quotes a svara which was suggested by Reb Shlomo Zalman, that the halacha is that if you're doing a milah on Shabbos, you're doing a bris milah bismanoi on Shabbos, the halacha is that you're allowed to go back even to take care of the tzitzin sheim akmas amilim, even if there are strands of skin left that aren't essential to the bris milah, you're allowed to do them on Shabbos. So since here too, says Rav Shloim Zalman, the doctor started doing the stitches under permissible circumstances, he's allowed to complete the stitching, even for stitches which aren't necessary for medical purposes. So Rav Steinbruch says that he's not exactly sure that he understands Rav Shloim Zalman's comparison. There, Mila is mutter b'Shabbos. So since Mila is mutter b'Shabbos, that's why the halacha is while you're in the middle of the actual bris mila, you can continue even doing tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin. Whereas pikuach nefesh, there's a question. If pikuach nefesh is hutra or dechuya, is it completely permissible? Or only, which is hutra, only dechuya, I could do only what I need to do. If we learn that pikuach nefesh is dechuya, then maybe we would not be allowed to do more stitches than are absolutely necessary. But then he suggests that this may be connected to the question about Ribi Bishurim. And Ribi Bishurim is a question of its Machlokes Rishonim, what is the halacha? But then he takes a whole different approach. And he says that making stitches is not really what tefirah is not really Malachas Tefirah Daraisa. He says, tefirah means that if I take two pieces of material and I sew them together, so that means I'm taking two distinct materials and connecting them through tefirah, which is usur on Shabbos. Whereas here, he says, when you're doing this tefirah, the body will heal itself. The body is what connects it together. Just the stitches is what helps the body connect the two pieces of skin. So since these two pieces of skin will anyway be connected, that isn't considered Malachas Tefirah. He also says an interesting svara. He says, if we're going to tell this patient that they're not allowed to do the tefirah, the stitches on Shabbos, only the absolute minimum, what's very likely to happen, he says, is that the patient will refuse to have the stitches, even be any stitches done on Shabbos. He'll wait till Motzei Shabbos to have the stitches done. And as we discussed earlier in our shiur, leaving a wound open certainly may not is also is a real issue, because chas v'shalom, an open wound can become infected. And therefore, he suggests, because we need to make sure that the person, the patient, is going to do what needs to be done, is to have the stitches done on Shabbos. And if the only way we can be sure that the stitches are going to be done properly is by letting them do the complete stitching, the halacha is they should be done on Shabbos. There's a very interesting tshuva from Rav Ozner Zatzal, and the Shaya's tshuvas Shevet Halevi. Chelk Vav Simon Chav Hei, where Rav Ozner was asked a tshuva from the Hatzola in Brooklyn that wants to know what is the halacha regarding Sakonis Eva? And Rav Ozner says, it's really not my place to answer a question from that Hatzolah in Brooklyn. The Rabbanim in Brooklyn, that they should answer the question. But he says, I will give you some general rules. He says, when there's a simple break and there is no Sakonis Eva and there is no Sakona of infection, the halacha is that the halacha is You could only do the minimum. You could put on a simple band-aid or try to put the arm back into its place. But even Issa Drabonon should not be done. When there's a situation of Sakonis Aver, that as we discussed earlier, which means that that if we don't take care of the situation, we could end up with a situation where this organ will not function properly. The halacha is that we could do a Issa Drabonon even without a shini. In a situation where the Sakonis Aver, says Rav Ozner, to lead to a Sakonis Haguf, so he wants to say that that's what our Gemara means, which Shuraika the Aino believe Italia, that the eye ailment could cause the heart to be sick. So in any situation where there's a Sakonis Aver, which could lead to a situation of Sakonis Nefashis, the halacha is you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos even with a Deraisa. And in fact, he says that's what the Rishonim hold. The Rishonim that say that the reason in our Gemara you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos for the eye, and they say because it's a Sakonis Aver, it's not that those Rishonim hold that even for a Sakonis Aver alone, you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos with a Chil Shabbos Deraisa. He says there's nobody that holds, there's no Rishon that holds that for a Sakonis Aver alone, we quoted earlier in our shir, the opinions of the different opinions cited in the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Chav Chesef Yud Zayin. There was nobody there that said that for Sakonis Aver alone, you're allowed to be, allowed to do a Melacha Deraisa. Rather, what they mean in explaining our Gemara is that if it's a Sakonis Aver, which could lead to Sakonis Nefashis, which they decide, which they say is what our Gemara means with a Sakona with the eye, that the Halacha is, that's when you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos with the Raisa. So therefore, he says, a very practical suggestion. He says that solo get different calls on Shabbos. And sometimes the situation is, as we're discussing, it's a Sakonis Aver, but it's not a Sakonis Aver that could ultimately lead to Sakonis Nefashis. And since it's not a Sakonis Aver that could lead to Sakonis Nefashis, a Jew is not allowed to be Michal Shabbos. So therefore he suggests that they should have an Aquaman call, and when they see that this is the situation, instead of having a Jew take care of the patient, the halacha is the Akum should answer the call. The Akum should then have a Jew standing there deciding if this is a situation of Sakonis Nefashis, and therefore it should be done through the Chil Shabbos, should be done through Jews, Yisrael Gedolim, or it should be done through Akum. In fact, he says, "Ube'em is that toy v'gam l'chavrei Hatzolo." He says, "Setting up such a setup is the right thing for the members of Hatzolo." The loyasa hergel hagodul shachil shabbos l'tzorik pikuach nefesh etzlam teva. It shouldn't become a situation. He says he's concerned that people who are members of that Hatzolo start to think that every situation you're allowed to be mechal shabbos. And he concludes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yosef Machu Mekabeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should take away from us all disease. V'yikirim by Mishra Kosov, Kalamach V'shasamti, Mitzrayim, Layosim Alecha, Kani Hashem, Reifecha.